is in Europe, and he causes all kinds of trouble. I kind of like it, but it's not all good for we the people in America. And I hope you read my message of the day. Because Trump goes in and he just stirs it up, so much so that the stock market goes down, people get nervous, investors get nervous, Europeans hate him even more, if that's possible, and all of that. So I'm going to explain why he's doing what he's doing, and I'm going to give you some insights into what is likely to happen. All right, then we're going to get on to the Supreme Court, which is really an interesting story to me and should be to you because it affects all our lives. So first of all, Donald Trump has it out for Germany. All right, he does not like the Germans. He doesn't like Angela Merkel. He wants her out of there. He wants to embarrass the country. And he's got some ammo. Listen to this. In 2016, the latest budget figures available, the United States, that's you and me, sent NATO $664 billion for its defense programs. $664 billion, U.S. taxpayer. What did the Germans send? $42 billion. 664 to 42. We're protecting Germany, all right? The Germans are taking advantage and have for decades. Now, Trump smashes them for this. And he smashes them for the pipeline with Russia, which I'll get to in a moment. Then he gets a photo op with Mrs. Merkel. I want you to see this picture because I thought this was hysterical. So he's got the photo of him, and he's sitting next to Merkel. And you see her legs crossed there, and she's got a blank expression on her face. And Trump is saying, "We have a very, very good relationship with Germany. Germany, United States, very, very good." And if you can read Merkel, Merkel's going, "What? What?" It's like she's Sergeant Schultz. "I know nothing."